Last night, the National Book Award for Poetry was given to Philip Levine's collection, What Work Is. It's the first time in 7 years that the National Book Foundation has given its award in the poetry category. Critic Maureen Corrigan has noticed that the form often gets short shrift. She has a review of two new collections by two major poets, Atlas of a Difficult World by Adrienne Rich, which was a nominee for the National Book Award, and Seeing Things by Irish poet Seamus Heaney.
One of my favorite poets, Stevie Smith, remarked in the 1950s that, as far as the public goes, poetry might be one of those railroad branch lines scheduled for closing. Well, by now Smith's metaphor is also outmoded, but you get her message. And yet, even though poetry has been abandoned by most readers, whenever anything momentous happens, suddenly poetry seems necessary again. One of the strangest side effects of the Gulf War was the mass resurrection of World War I poetry. Everywhere you turned, newspaper and TV reporters were quoting Wilfred Owen and Siegfried Sassoon. Somehow only their poetry could adequately convey the horror of poison gas warfare. To fall back on Smith's railroad metaphor, we still depend on the wheezing engine of poetry to carry us into difficult territory. Throughout the 40-year career of Adrienne Rich, she's taken her readers through the rocky landscapes of contemporary history. Rich has never been afraid of being too topical. She doesn't worry about whether or not her poems will endure. That's the future's problem. In Atlas of a Difficult World, Rich continues to shoulder the political poetic burden first taken up by Walt Whitman. There are up-to-the-minute poems here about the Gulf War and the Recession. One extraordinary poem memorializes Rebecca White, a lesbian who was murdered in 1988 while she was on a camping trip with her lover. Rich recalls that the murderer's defense was that the two women had teased his loathing of what they were. Rich's poems confront rather than escape from a difficult world. I hope she's at work right now on a poem that'll help us figure out the David Duke phenomenon. If Rich maps out politics and social issues, Seamus Heaney's poetry excavates the ancient foundation of our everyday lives. 15 years ago, Robert Lowell christened Heaney the best Irish poet since Yeats. Apparently, Heaney would prefer that people forget this enormous compliment. It's too much to live up to. But in his new collection, Seeing Things, Heaney demonstrates once again why the Yeats comparison is unavoidable. Heaney creates his poetry out of classical myths, Irish politics and legends, and ordinary objects, things like shaving mirrors, bacon, and rat poison. This eclectic list of poetic ingredients is straight out of Yeats's Foul Rag and Bone Shop, the place where Yeats, just before he died, said he wanted his poetry to return. It's hard not to think of Heaney as some kind of earthier reincarnation of Yeats. Seeing Things is less erotic than Heaney's other collections, maybe because it's obsessed with the dead. The book opens with a traditional poem about Aeneas's journey to the underworld to see his father. The poems that follow are haunted by the shades of Heaney's dead friends, like Philip Larkin, and by the ghost of Heaney's own father. The brief poem, An August Night, reads, "His hands were warm and small and knowledgeable. When I saw them again last night, they were two ferrets playing all by themselves in a moonlit field." In another poem, Heaney remembers leaving the family farmhouse after his father's death. He describes the house as a rebuke to fanciness and a shrine to limit. That's not a bad description of Heaney's own poetry, a shrine to limit. If Seeing Things had been published a century earlier, we'd all be worshippers.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed new poetry collections by Adrienne Rich and Seamus Heaney. For Terry Gross, I'm Marty Moscowane.